U.S. Senate and the upper gallery please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, Pastor Gok, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
John Quincy Adams said, "If your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader." Gracious God, on this presidential holiday, we are mindful of our duty as we also serve the public. Let us provide the leadership that is needful and required of us. Let our words and actions be inspiring to others so that we might be a stronger and wiser state. And so we need your guidance and directions for what is right and helpful for our people. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munzlinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop,
great time, yes.
Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from 24th. We have a quorum present. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 21st day, Thursday, February 14th, 2013.
Mr. President.
Senator from Newton.
I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as open, fully read.
You have heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from Cole was first on his feet, even though I was looking at Senator from the 11th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I can see how that might happen. I appreciate the recognition this morning. This afternoon, I have a very special guest with us today. Mr. President, right in front of you is Darian D.J. LaRue from Jefferson City here. He's a third grader at East Elementary. He has a claim to fame I'll get to in a minute, Mr. President, but right now I would like to ask him be made a page for the day, and I would like the unanimous consent of the body of his grandfather, William LaRue, to make compensation and pay him handsomely for being that page of the day.
The young man will be made a page for the day and certainly classes up the joint here. And we're delighted to welcome this young man to the Missouri Senate. Senator from the 9th.
Thank you. Introduction of special guests, please. Mr. President, in the upper gallery, we have the phenomenal women of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, who for the last 11 years, the Missouri chapters have been coming to our state capitol to have their voices heard on important issues affecting their communities. I would like to congratulate them as they celebrate their centennial anniversary this year. 100 years of service, scholarship, and sisterhood. I would like the Missouri Senate to make the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated feel welcome.
Let's all welcome these special guests of the senator from the 9th.
President.
Senator from the 9th.
If I may, I certainly just wanted to make note of one of their members who we happen to see in the halls every day in the Capitol, Ms. Tina Shannon as well. Thank you.
Great. Delighted. Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have some special guests I'd like to introduce. Off to the your right, Mr. President, and my left, I have some folks from back home who've made the trip up here and I want to make sure that we recognize John Thompson. John is a newly minted Eagle Scout, and he's here with his parents, Mike and Michelle Thompson, and his grandmother, Arlene Dunlap, and would like my Senate colleagues to make them feel welcome as they join us here today and celebrate this great accomplishment.
Let's welcome these fine people and the new Eagle Scout to the Missouri Senate. Introductions. Senator from 24th.
I have a special guest I'd like to introduce.
Proceed, Senator.
I'd like to introduce Kyle Savage. He's over here in this corner. Kyle is an intern of the day with me today. He's from the Rockhurst High School in the Kansas City area. He's a very active member, a student. He's a member of the Students for Political Action Group, the Young Republicans Club, a member of the Model UN program. Last summer, Kyle worked on a state Senate campaign in Kansas successfully. He's attended courses at both Brown and at Georgetown in public policy, and I'd like the body to welcome both he, his mother Rita, and brother Jordan.
Missouri Senate today. We're delighted to have all our guests with us. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions, introduction of bills. Senator from Butler, send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 332, introduced by Senator Libla, an act relating to educator quality.
Senator from Clay.
Bill, no explanation necessary.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 333, introduced by Senator Sylvie, an act relating to tax credits for qualified research expenses.
Senator from the first.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills. No explanation necessary.
Send your bills forward with the young page. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 334, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to approval by the Public Service Commission for the sale or transfer of a water or sewer utility.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 335, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to the Public Service Commission assessment of the water and sewer industry.
Senator from 13th.
I have a bill.
Send your bill forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 336, introduced by Senator Walsh, an act relating to real estate foreclosure.
Senator from Barry. Send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 337, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to the sale of tobacco-related products to minors.
Senator from the third.
Two bills to introduce.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill. Thank you.
Senate Bill number 338, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to correctional treatment programs for offenders of a certain age.
Would you like to explain your bill?
No explanation necessary. Thank you.
Read the second bill, please.
Senate Bill number 339, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to workforce development programs.
Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. The senator from the 15th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Send your bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 340, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to taxation.
Senator, thank you. Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 341, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to political subdivisions.
Senator? Thank you, Senator. Senator from Polk, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills and a fine young man to bring them forward. And
send the legislative package forward with that fine young man.
No explanation needed, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 342, introduced by Senator Parson et al., an act relating to agriculture loans.
Madam Secretary, read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 343, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to real estate loans.
Madam Secretary, read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 344, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to school attendance center report cards.
Introduction of bills, Senator from the 24th.
President, I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward with the very capable Mr. LaRue. Madam Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill number 345, introduced by Senator Lamping, an act relating to funds for vulnerable persons.
Senator, would you like to explain your bill?
Just briefly, I'm excited. It took 2.5 years, the governor and his office and I working together on a piece of legislation. I'm excited. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of third reading of Senate bills.
Seeing no objection, third reading of Senate bills. Senator from Johnson. Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 9, Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 9 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Johnson. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, the bill is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. We discussed this last week. This is the bill that would give the option to the local counties to establish extension districts for the possibility of joining one county or more counties together with the possibility of having taxing authorities. This is something that's been done in 26 other states. We're glad to answer any questions, or if not, I renew my motion.
The Senator from Johnson moves that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 9 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Barton, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to inquire of the bill's mind.
Senator from Johnson, do you yield to an inquiry? He does. Proceed.
I understand what we're trying to do with this, and I think admirable that the extension groups are working to try to make these things work in a tight budget constraints. I just want to make sure I'm clear on the taxing aspect. That was the only thing that I had any concerns about during the time that the bill has been discussed and presented on the floor. And if we're allowing up to 3 counties to join in cooperation, is that correct?
Well, it's not necessarily limited to 3, but it could be a multi-county. What that would be called would be a district then, but then
all the counties in that district would have to approve that. So, for example, in your area, you have a huge county of Cass. If they would vote to do it and they would have a huge majority, they could not impose that upon Johnson or Bates. It would have to be approved in every one of those counties that had decided to go into that district.
Okay. And if there were, let's say, three counties that cooperated together in a district, there was a vote to impose a tax, and one of those counties voted against it, two of those counties voted in favor of it, then that county could actually even leave the cooperative agreement. Is that right?
That is correct. And overall, Senator, as far as safeguards, they would have to have a majority vote in that whole district, first of all. And then secondly, in those individual counties, it would have to pass. And then what could happen, let's say, if in two out of three, if one of them did not pass it, then they could basically opt out of that district. So then obviously they would not be on the hook for that, nor would they be a part of that district. Now, a couple years later, down the road, if they wanted to be a part of that and have a separate vote, then they could do that. So later on down the road, they could get back in.
Okay, but if they, so that there would have to be a majority vote of the three counties, and then each of the counties would also have to enjoy
a
majority. And if I read this right, the county, if one of those counties rejected the tax, they could still be a part of the cooperative agreement, but they would not have to submit to the tax. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to be sure that that was clear, and that so that there's, it's really a county by county exercise, other than the fact that the overall vote has to be a positive for them to create this new jurisdiction, which also includes taxing authority.
Exactly. So if you're in a county, you have not abdicated your authority to another, possibly larger county, you would still have that authority in your own county.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm still somewhat concerned that we're allocating or awarding the taxing authority. I think that it was my understanding in talking to some of the extension people from my district that even without that taxing authority, this would be a very positive thing. And so I have supported it for that reason, and I appreciate you bringing it forward, but I still do have some concerns about that taxing authority.
Sure.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The Senator from Johnson renews his motion that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 9 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill Number 9, an act relating to University of Missouri Extension Districts. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from the 8th. Votes no. Senator from the 11th. Votes no. Senator from the 13th. Votes no. By your vote of 23 aye and 7 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Lewis, for what purpose do you rise?
President, it was very fitting that we just finished the vote on the extension bill and it passed. I would like to introduce now, with unanimous consent from the body, some very special guests.
Seeing no objection, Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have up with us up in the upper gallery here behind me today the 4-H Legislative Academy, who will be in town tonight and then again tomorrow to tour our great capital and to visit with the legislators. And among that group are Faith Arendt, Jennifer Durbin, Alexander Engelman, Jesse Fowler, Chris Kalenbach, Anthony McCollum, Benjamin Nelson, Emily Paul, Katie Pennell, Alyssa Rockers, Nathan Smith, Lauren Weberg, and the adult leaders with them today are Stephen Hennis and Joyce Taylor. And I'd like the body to make them feel very welcome.
The guests of the Senator from Lewis have risen. Would the body make them feel welcome to Missouri State Senate today? Staying on that same calendar, Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 121, the Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 121 be brought before the body for third read and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone. Is anyone all in favor of that motion signify by saying aye?
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 121 be third read and finally passed. This is the change to Missouri's liquor law, which we perfected the other day, which creates a festival license and does a few other things that were added on there by amendment on the floor.
Senator, would you like to inform the body of the emergency clause?
Yes, and it does have an emergency clause.
Senate moves that Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 121 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Does any desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 1st District, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the Senator from Boone.
Senator from Boone, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
I'm sure you probably mentioned it during perfection, but if you could please explain to the body the reason for the emergency clause.
Yeah, actually, the emergency clause came in on the amendment from the senator from the 15th. Actually, from your area,
right?
It has to do with the homebrew festival,
right?
Which is, I think, maybe coming up and was shut down last year, even though it had enjoyed some years before that. And I think that the senator from the 15th actually put that on there to make sure that did not happen again, even if the senator from the 15th isn't paying attention.
Well, I appreciate that, and I will tell you, I actually have had a number of constituents contact me about that very concern, and I appreciate the emergency clause and your explanation of it. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Further discussion. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone has renewed his motion that Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 121 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 121, an act relating to liquor control with existing penalty provisions and an emergency clause for a certain section. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, aye. Curls, aye. Dempsey, aye. Dixon, aye. Emery, no. Holzman, yes. Justice, aye. Kevney, aye. Kehoe, aye. Kraus, aye. Lager, Lamping, aye. Lavoda, aye. Libla, aye. McKenna, Munslinger, aye. Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from Clay. Senator from Clay votes aye.
I have 20.
29 ayes, 1 no. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill. I'm sorry, we have an emergency clause. Senator from Boone, you are recognized on the emergency clause. Senator from Boone has moved for the adoption of the emergency clause. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey,
aye.
Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from the 7th, Senator from the 7th votes aye. Twenty-nine ayes, 1 no. You have adopted the emergency clause. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Franklin, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Mr. President, with unanimous consent, I'd like to quickly introduce some special guests.
Hearing no objection, Senator, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, on your right, my left, I have some good friends from Lake Sherwood, Missouri. None other than the very famous and world-renowned Mike and Debbie Daugherty, if they would stand and be welcomed into the Missouri Senate.
Let's welcome the guests of the Senator from Franklin here to the Senate chamber this afternoon. Thank you for being here. Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 182, Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 182 be taken up for a third read and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Cole. As many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 182 be read a third time and finally passed. Mr. President, I would remind the body we talked about this bill last week. This is the bill that would go into effect as it moves through the House and the governor signs it to help even out the playing field for purchases of licensed and titled vehicles, cars, boats, motorhomes, even if they were made out of state. It helps our retailers. It helps our counties and municipalities. We talked about the revenue loss that they've had from those different entities. And it does put a provision on the ballot for this to go before a recension vote of the people in the time frame between November of 14 and November of 16. I also listened intently to our colleague from the 10th, and I wanted to make the body aware that besides all the people from our research and the various stakeholders' research who have looked at this bill to make sure the constitutionality issues were right, this is a huge issue, and although retailers and municipalities are concerned about speed and getting this done, we have retained a third set of eyes who is a constitutional expert to look, go over this bill while it's going from here, hopefully tonight, to the House, just to make sure as many of our T's are crossed and I's are dotted. Having said that, Mr. President, I also remind the body this bill does have an emergency clause, and you can understand the importance of this issue, how it's affected our retailers and municipalities, and why that emergency clause is critical to this bill moving forward. That, Mr. President, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
The senator from Cole has moved that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 182 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized. Close.
I close.
The senator from from Cole has renewed his motion that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 182 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 182, an act relating to local taxes on motor vehicle sales with an emergency clause. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls. Dempsey.
Aye.
Dixon.
Aye.
Emery.
Aye.
Holzman.
Aye.
Justice. Kevany.
Aye.
Kehoe.
Aye.
Kraus. Lager. Lamping.
Aye.
Lavoda.
Aye.
Libla.
Aye.
McKenna. Munslinger.
Aye.
Nasheed.
Aye.
Nieves.
Aye.
Parson. Pierce.
Aye.
Richard.
Aye.
Romine.
Aye.
Roop. Sater.
Aye.
Schaff.
Aye.
Schaefer.
Aye.
Schmidt. Sifton.
Aye.
Sylvie.
Aye.
Wallingford.
Aye.
Walsh.
Aye.
Wasson.
Aye.
Senator from Polk. You are recorded as a no.
I'll change that to an aye.
Senator from Polk votes aye.
Twenty-eight ayes, zero noes.
The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Senator from Cole, you're recognized on the emergency clause.
Mr. President, I now move for the adoption of the emergency clause.
Senator from Cole has moved for the adoption of the emergency clause. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown.
Aye.
Chappelle Nadal. Cunningham.
Aye.
Curls. Dempsey.
Aye.
Dixon.
Aye.
Emery. Holzman.
Aye.
Justice.
Aye.
Kevany.
Aye.
Kehoe.
Aye.
Kraus.
Aye.
Lager. Lamping. Lavoda.
Aye.
Libla.
Aye.
McKenna. Munslinger.
Aye.
Nasheed.
Aye.
Nieves. Parson.
Aye.
Pierce.
Aye.
Richard.
Aye.
Romine.
Aye.
Roop. Sater. Schaff, Schaefer,
aye.
Schmidt, Sifton,
aye.
Sylvie,
aye.
Wallingford,
aye.
Walsh,
aye.
Wasson.
Aye.
Senator from Franklin?
Aye.
Senator from Franklin votes aye.
No.
Senator from the 24th. Senator from the 24th.
Aye.
Senator from the 24th votes aye. Twenty-nine ayes, zero noes. You have adopted the emergency clause. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Senator from Newton, 1 second. Please refer Senate Concurrent Resolution 9 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics. Announcements, Senator from Green.
President, your Committee on Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence will meet immediately upon adjournment in the Senate lounge, and we will begin our meeting this evening with a presentation that is open to all members if they would like to come. It's being presented by Judge Atwell, who chaired the Missouri Bar's Criminal Justice Task Force and the purported public defender crisis, if members are interested. That'll be immediately on adjournment in the Senate lounge. Thank you.
Announcements. Hearing none, Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion from the Senate, Senator from Newton. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senate is adjourned under the rules.